You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Sunday, 11:05 a.m. Sunday, 8:33 p.m.
We're dialing into one of the strangest and most chilling corners of the paranormal. Phone calls from the dead. You're about to hear real accounts from real people who picked up the phone and heard something they'll never forget. Researchers D. Scott Rogo and Raymond Bayliss published a strange and unsettling book, Phone Calls from the Dead. It chronicled over 50 cases of people receiving mysterious telephone calls from friends, family, and even strangers who were no longer living. Some calls came days after the person's death. Some came years later, always brief, often garbled, and almost always impossible to trace. No logical explanation, no callback number, just a moment, a message, and silence. Our first case comes from a woman in Illinois. Her name was never made public, but her story has been told in paranormal circles for decades. Her husband had died suddenly from a heart attack. The shock was unbearable. One day he was there beside her. The next, gone forever. And then the phone rang. She picked up, and there it was, his voice, quiet, faint, but unmistakably him. "I just wanted to hear your voice." She froze. She whispered his name, but the line went dead. Over the next several nights, the same thing happened, always around the same time. 2:30 a.m., always his voice, always the same message. She called the phone company. They found no record of the incoming calls. Eventually, the calls stopped. No goodbye, no answer, just silence. In 2008, tragedy struck in California. A commuter train collided head-on with a freight train in what became the deadliest crash in Metrolink history. Among the 25 people killed was Charles Peck, a 49-year-old man traveling to a job interview. His family knew nothing at first. They waited, watching the news, hoping, and then The phone calls began. Charles's phone called his son, then his brother, then his fiancée. Over 35 calls in total over the span of 11 hours. When they answered, there was only silence, sometimes static, sometimes nothing at all. But the calls were real. The phones lit up, call logs recorded them. His family believed it was Charles trying to reach them to say goodbye or to hold on. Rescue crews traced the phone signal to the wreckage. They found Charles's body. He had died on impact. And the moment they pulled his body from the train, the calls stopped. This next account spread online. One of those strange cases that first appeared on forums, then found its way into books and podcasts, but it's never been explained. A man, let's call him Josh, lost his best friend in a motorcycle accident. They were like brothers, spoke every day. The funeral was hard. Josh felt like part of him had gone missing. Later that same night, he noticed a voicemail on his phone. Missed call, no name, no number. He hit play. I'm okay. Don't worry. That's all. No other calls came. The number couldn't be traced, and the timestamp, exactly 3:14 p.m., the very moment the coffin was being lowered into the ground. Two police officers killed in the line of duty were said to have made phone calls from the station they had previously worked in. Colleagues reported hearing their voices on the dispatch line late at night, calling in codes and names from cases that hadn't occurred yet, some of which turned out to be real crimes days later. The station eventually replaced the switchboard system after technicians found nothing wrong. A woman named Ruth received a voicemail from her sister. The problem was, her sister had died 2 days earlier. The voice was distorted but clear enough to make out, "Don't worry, I'm okay. Tell Mum I'm with Dad now." The caller ID showed a blank number, and the message deleted itself after playing once, with no backup trace on the phone. A hospital nurse received regular night shift calls on the internal line from a former patient, an elderly woman who had passed away 2 weeks prior. The calls were always at 4:17 a.m., and the voice simply said, "Don't forget me." When the phone system was checked, no incoming or outgoing call data existed for that extension at the time of the incidents. A man named Greg began receiving phone calls late at night from his father, who had passed away 3 months earlier. The number that showed up was his father's old home number, disconnected since his death. In the calls, Greg reported hearing his dad's familiar phrases, "How's my boy?" and "Don't forget your mother." The calls continued for a week, always at 1:15 a.m. Then they stopped. When he contacted the phone company, they insisted the line had been dead and unreachable. In a Lancashire mill town in England, a telephone operator working a graveyard shift reported multiple incidents where calls came through from unassigned internal lines. The voices were muffled, but often repeated names of workers who had died in accidents over the years. In one instance, the voice of a man who'd been crushed in a machine said, "The belt is slipping again." Investigators thought it was a prank until the machine in question broke down exactly as described the next morning. A widower named Robert left his old answering machine running out of habit. One morning, he noticed a blinking light, a new message. When he played it, he was stunned. It was his late wife's voice. She said, "Don't forget the papers on the porch," and laughed softly, something she used to say to tease him. When he played the message for his children later that day, the tape had gone blank. He replaced the tape, but it never recorded anything again. Twin sisters always used a secret word, Firebird, when they wanted to prove it was really them on the phone or in texts. After one twin died in a car crash, the surviving sister fell into depression. A month later, she received a text message from an unknown number that read simply, "Firebird, I'm okay. Don't look back." The number couldn't be traced, and it never messaged again. A teenage girl received a call on her birthday from her grandmother, the same grandmother who had passed away exactly 1 year earlier on that day. The call was short and static-filled, but the girl claimed she clearly heard the words, "Happy birthday, sweetheart, don't be sad." There was no caller ID, and the family kept the story private until the girl later shared it in a grief support forum. We live in a world built on connections, voices carried over wires, messages bouncing through space. Every ring, every beep is a tether, a thread. But sometimes the thread stretches further than we expect, beyond time, beyond death. Maybe it's grief, maybe it's coincidence, or maybe, just maybe, there are moments when the veil is thin, when love, unfinished business, or something we can't name, keeps the line open. So if your phone ever rings, and the voice on the other end is impossible, before you hang up, ask yourself, what if they're not gone? Because in the dark spaces between signal and silence, some things still find a way to reach us.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.